Welcome back. This is Roberta Mullen. I am reporting from HIMSS 18 for Healthcare Now Radio. I'm talking to Tim McMullen, Executive Director of Healthcare Administrative Technology Association, better known as HATA. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Roberta, and thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. How's the show going for you? It's only the first day, but how's it going?
I am exhausted. It is amazing how many exhibitors are here. There's over 1,100 and 750,000 square feet of a meeting space. So I'm getting my steps in.
So how many years have you been coming to HIMSS?
Well, we've been coming for 4 years now.
Okay.
That's how long the association has been in existence. Mm-hmm. It actually started in 2014 when Brad Lund, who is our director of association management, had been going to a lot of meetings where folks would say, you know, we really need the practice management system vendor at the table. Because at that time, meaningful use was coming in, and a lot of focus was on clinical. And Brad thought, you know, we really need to have somebody representing the practice management system vendor industry, and that's how we started 4 years ago with just three members, and now we're up to 33.
And your members are these practical management?
Well, we actually have a very broad base. We have practice management software vendors are our principal members. But we also have vendor members who are folks that sell to a value add component, say like a call service or a coding service, clearinghouses. So we've got those folks as members, but we've also have associations who represent the users of those software. So for instance, we have the MGMA, AMA, AMBA, American Medical Billing Association, and PACOM, which is kind of like a smaller practices, practice managers.
So as an organization, obviously you have some initiatives out there. What's up for your organization in 2018?
Great question, Roberta. We are working on, right now, the NCVHS predictability roadmap. This is something that NCVHS has been wanting to do for some time, and it's basically looking at the next 5 years and understanding the standards that need to take place in the industry, and what can the industry do, and what is the ROI of mandating those standards. So they have asked folks to comment, and they asked HATA specifically, what do the practice management vendors think? And so we are working on that. We're also working on prior authorization, which is what a lot of folks are working on these days, but from a more of a technical standpoint and a workflow standpoint, how is it that the practice management system can really help with the workflow? Kind of partnering with that is the eligibility transaction. And when the practice management system comes back with the payer, from the payer, with a, doesn't respond response, that causes the client, the user, or the client of the practice management system to have to pick up the phone or look at another portal. And we're trying to fix that workflow issue. So those are probably the biggest three that we're working on right now.
Well, we truly look forward to the update at HIMSS 19.
I will have them for you. Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you for joining us, Tim. This has been another HIMSS Highlight.